Welcome to the Toy Rewind Podcast with your hosts, the Brothers Newland. Now, let's talk toys.
Hello, everybody. I'm Michael.
I'm Juniper John.
And I'm Andrew, and you're listening to the Toy Rewind Podcast. Just a little place where the three of us like to get together and talk about toys from our childhood. This week, not from our childhood. I mean, from our childhood, no. But nothing that we ever played with. But we always try to get a history lesson about how this toy ended up in our houses and on the shelves and everything. Depending on toys and everything. So this week, we're rewinding back to 1988, and we're going to talk about the Cherry Mary Muffin Dolls released by Mattel. So, I don't know. We got a demand, I believe, that we talk about a quote-unquote girl toy real quick. And this was on the list, I guess? Was this on the list, Michael?
No, this was something that Rainey posted in our Facebook group, and she said, don't remember these. And I said, well, let's dig into it and see if we can figure out what these are.
I wonder who the quote unquote demand came from. we have a few of these quote unquote girl toys. And I say that because they're not just girl toys. They're toys. It's fine. But you know, depending on the year as to where they were kind of pushed towards boys or girls or whatever. These obviously in 88, obviously, like I said, girl toy, but it's all good. We're going to talk about them. We're going to learn about them. But before we can do that, John, why don't you do your thing?
Hey, Michael, you seemed a little confused about my name when I said it.
Oh, yeah, you threw me off a little bit.
Juniper
berries. They're the ones that make gin, by the way. So, oh yeah.
Yep.
A fragrance, you know? All right.
Yeah. Cool. Yeah. They smell. They're berries. Right. Yep.
Yep. So, where to find us? Check our website over at toyrewindpodcast.com. You can check us out on crossthestreamsmedia.com as well if you're on there. Click on the little microphone down there. You can leave us a voicemail if you want to. You can email us at toyrewindpodcast@gmail.com. Instagram and X is Toy Rewind Pod. Facebook, YouTube is Toy Rewind Podcast. I think that's it. Not a lot left on those.
One thing that I think I forgot to mention at the top of that is this is episode 139. And I just want to make a little call out real quick. Joey, Clint, Nate, we're coming after you. Two more episodes, buddy. Two more episodes. That's all we got.
And yeah, we get done with the countdown. Everybody,
and they're already lined up, by the way. So
we do. We have them lined up for 145 all the way to, and we still have quite a few after that. We just have lined up for the actual 145. We're coming after you guys. So hopefully you guys listen to this, you hear this, and you're going to tweet back and let us know what you think about our 140 once we
milestone.
Get there. So,
yeah.
Yep. It's a pretty big milestone for us. So, but we got to get there. So let's talk about some Cherry Mary muffins. You guys ready?
Yeah, I guess. Yeah. Let's go for it.
All right. Let's rewind and get into it.
All right. That was a little,
crazy. I don't know there. What was happening. It was like doing weird stuff.
I don't know. Okay, so we're going to talk about Cherry Mary Muffin Dolls this week. So Cherry Mary Muffin was like Mattel's version of Strawberry Shortcake. So these were 6.5-inch dolls. They had names of various food scents. So Mattel produced these dolls from 1988 to 1990. And had three different series along with some play sets and some miniatures. The miniatures were 2.5 inches tall. They also had some fashion wear, just a few fashion wear things. So the dolls have like this silky hair and pastel outfits. And they each smell like what their name was. Each doll smelled like what their name was. Like Strawberry Shortcake, you had her, which smelled like strawberries, and you had the others that all had different smells. So they had three different series. So series one had five dolls, and these were all muffin themed because, you know, that's what they started out as muffins. So each doll had it came with a bow in their hair. They wore dresses with aprons and there was a muffin sewn to the chest of the dress there. They came with a little friend. They're kind of a little weird looking little friends. Each doll came with a comb so you can comb the hair. And they all came with like a little pan and come with little six little muffins in it. And the muffins actually came, they're all in one piece, but they sat down inside this little muffin pan where six, or it looked like it was six muffins, but it was all molded into one piece. So let's talk about each one in series one. So like I said, these are 6.5-inch dolls. There really wasn't much history other than Mattel wanting a doll similar to Strawberry Shortcake. So that's what where this actually came from. So the first doll, so Cherry Mary Muffin, she came with this little friend that, you know, the packaging is a little pink with a little doll in the middle of it. You can see inside the blister the comb and the muffins in there, and then the little friend that comes with it. The little friend looks like a little cherry. With a little face on it and with shoes on the bottom of it, little feet, and little arms on there. So the friend's name was Cherry Sweet, and it was actually a sugar shaker is what it was. Now, each little friend is like an object. I mean, it looks like different things, but it's actually an object you use for cooking or something. So she was a sugar shaker. They actually, this one actually had two different apron variations. You had one that was just plain white, and you had another one that was kind of pink with white stripes on it.
Yeah, I was going to say, John's got the pictures up. If you're watching the video, you can see the two differences between the two.
So you had, and each one, the muffins that they come with, they're different color muffins. So this one, she's got like little brown, normal color muffins, and then the muffin pan. Is kind of pink, and the combs match the same color as the muffin pans on those. So.
Is it an optical illusion to me, or is there a different face on those two dolls, or is it just the fact that the hair is put down behind one of them?
Yeah, it's hair, I think.
It's the same. Yeah, it's the same face.
Okay. Yeah.
They pretty much all have the same face on it, except for one, and I'll talk about it in series two. But yeah, so the comb and the muffin pan are the same color, made out of the same color mold or same color plastic. So, all right. So the next one you have Apple Amy, and you know Cherry Mary Muffin smells like a cherry. That smells like cherries, and Apple Amy she smells like an apple.
Wait, let me guess. Oh, okay, apples.
Yeah. So
wait, what kind of apple?
Probably Ooh. Granny Smith apple, I guess.
I was about to say, I feel like it's got to be a Granny Smith.
Because she's got some green, teal type colors that are with her. So I'm guessing kind of a greenish Granny Smith apple, I guess.
I don't have pictures of all their little buddies, so you have to describe those pretty good.
Okay. So this is Apple Amy. She's a darker complexion. And she's got black hair. And Cherry Mary Muffin was blonde and was fair skin colored. So this one, so her friend was Apple Buddy, and he was actually a jug. Apple Buddy, I guess it's a guy, I don't know, a boy. Her friend was a jug named Apple Buddy. Like I said, she came with a teal pan and a teal comb and, check something else out here. And I guess all the muffins are brown on them. So, but the muffin pans are different colors. So like The Apple Buddy, like I said, was a jug. He's kind of a teal color. He's got yellow feet and a little face. They all have little faces on them. So that's Apple Amy and Apple Buddy. All right, so the next one is Banancy. That's her name. So you would try to think your name was Banana Nancy, but it's Banancy. So she smelled like a banana, if you didn't guess that. She's got yellow and everything from head to toe. She's no little, she's got some light brown, blondish hair. Her little buddy is called Bitty Banana and was a measuring spoon. And it looks like a banana with a little cutout thing in the middle of it for measuring, like a measuring spoon. So, the muffin pan and the comb are yellow as well. So, you got anything for that, Andrew?
No, I'm just looking. Okay. Just like there's a lot of yellow going on here.
There's a lot of yellow.
A lot of yellow. Like I feel like maybe she would have been. I get that she's banana and everything, but I feel like it would have helped this doll if she was a brunette, just because there's a lot of yellow going on. And a lot of yellow.
I think if you look at the promo publicity picture, it has all five of them in one picture together. Her hair is a little darker brown. Okay. It's not as light as what this picture depicts. I don't know. The publicity are usually those publicity pics that come out of little catalogs and stuff. Those are usually some first time through makes. So things change before they actually end of production. After they're probably just samples and stuff, and then they make some changes for production. So so that's Banancy. Next we have is Betty Berry. And Betty Berry is, Gary, guess what she smells like?
Blueberries.
Blueberries. All right. I showed the thing up before I said that.
I wasn't looking at it. It's okay. Don't worry. I wasn't actually looking at it.
So she's got a little bit reddish colored hair, but she's got a lot of blue, light blue, and some even lighter blue colors. She is... Her little friend that comes with her is called Little Dip. It's like a rapper, I guess. Little Dip. And Little Dip is a ladle. And it looks like it's a big ladle. It doesn't even look like a normal size ladle. So hey,
that's my new rapper name, Little Dip.
Little Dip. All right. Little Dip. You go around with some chewing tobacco
in your lip or thanks, something. Thanks, Cherry Mary Muffin and Mattel, for giving me my rapper name, Lil Dip.
Lil Dip.
Yeah. And then her comb and her muffin pan are like a light blue color. So that's Betty Berry. Like I said, this first series here all comes with little bows in their hair, too. So that kind of matches their dresses. Okay. So next.
She looks good as a redhead, by the way. She looks good, like the red hair and the blue and the yellow. Like, there's not a lot of one color going on in this. I'm looking at the promo video because you are not the video, the picture.
You didn't like the all yellow.
It's just so much. Like, somebody had to have been like, man, there's a lot of yellow going on here.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, I know they're bananas, but still. All right. What's next? Who's next?
All right. So next we got Chocolatey. Or Chocolatey. 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 And she's...
Chocolatey.
Yeah, so she's chocolate. So she smells like chocolate. Her little friend is named Chocolate Drop. And he's actually... Says he's a cookie cutter, but he looks like a Hershey Kiss chocolate. Or a or Nestle Toll House chocolate morsel, chocolate chip. That's what he looks like.
If I had a picture of the back, it probably looks you could probably use it as a cookie. I mean,
he looks like an emoji.
Yeah.
So he looks like an emoji from 88.
An emoji that looks like a chocolate chip, huh? So
sure.
It's got a little, like I said, they all have little faces on them. They got little feet. This one's got little red shoes. All these dolls, they have shoes on them, but they're painted on. So they're not, they
I was gonna say,
they're all painted. No, they're all painted on shoes. So, okay. So that's Chocolatey. So we're going to go on to series two now. So that's 1, 2, 3, 4. So that was the 5 in series one. So series two had 6 dolls. And instead of muffin theme, these dolls were cake themed. There was 4 new dolls, and there was actually 2. Let's see. Oh, there was 2 that actually came back from series one. So you had Cherry and Chocolatey. Were returns from, they came back from series one. Those are only 2 that came back. These dolls had new different dresses, kind of a little different from the first dresses. They had a cake shaped hat. They all came with hats. So, John, you're showing the muffin one right there. So there you go.
Oh, no, I hadn't switched because you hadn't.
Oh, you had to switch. Okay. All right. So, I was about to say, let's see. So they have little hats, and they're all shaped like different kind of cakes. And these cake hats also, you know, they strap around their heads with a little ribbon. Well, you can take the hats off, and you can wear it as a bracelet. So you have a cake-shaped bracelet on your wrist. And it looks kind of awkward, and it's kind of huge, so I don't know why you would want to, but I guess kids back then like to wear all kinds of things for bracelets, I guess. Each doll came with 4 different accessories. There was, they came with a comb. They came with, 6 muffins, and where they look like muffins, they're supposed to be cupcakes. And I think they look exactly like the muffins from the muffin one. And then they have another a cupcake pan, since they're supposed to be cupcakes. And they come with a scratch and sniff recipe card. So they come with this card, and you can scratch it and smell whatever scent they're supposed to have. So, all right, so the 6 we have here, you got Cherry Mary Muffin. She came back. Okay. This time she's got a different face mold. She's got a toothy smile. So she's smiling and you can kind of see her teeth.
Something different there.
Yeah, so she's the only one that actually has this face sculpt, because all the rest of them have the closed mouth smile like series one as well. So, all right. So she also had some kind of crimped hairstyle, 80s crimped hairstyle, if y'all remember that.
Yep.
Her hat is a cupcake hat. What she's got is shaped as a cupcake. She's got pink cupcakes and a white cupcake pan. So next we have Chocolatey, and she actually has, no, it's not Chocolatey. There she is. She actually has like a 3-tier cake hat, chocolate cake hat. I don't know. It looks like 3 tiers. It's got 3 different layers on there. So, but it's really, really tall.
I think Michael, mom makes enough cakes when you were younger that you should know that the top tier is just icing. It's not a tier of like, it's just icing.
Well, it's 3 different. I'm just saying
that looks like a bunch of fondue that's just laid over it.
Yeah, it's like they poured the icing on top and let it run down the sides a little bit.
But as tall as it is, it has to have 3 tiers on there. So each tier
is different icing around it.
You got 3 different icing around it.
It just needs the German chocolate icing on it.
To make no,
it
look right. Don't do that. Don't do that. No. Nobody needs any coconut.
So she comes with, she's got chocolate cupcakes and then a pink cupcake pan. She's got that scratch and sniff card too. That was a big thing back then, was scratch and sniff back in the 80s.
Yeah. Is this making anybody else hungry for like sweets?
I could use a little cupcake. Yeah. All right, so the next one, we'll keep moving on because these are short and everything. So, all right, so next we have Bubblegum Becky. So, I guess she smells like bubblegum, but One thing about this one was she was actually had a different name in Europe. She's called Tutti Frutti in Europe.
That's because we don't know what Tutti Frutti is around here.
I guess Europeans don't like bubble gum or something. I don't know. So I don't see why you didn't like. I like bubble gum. But anyway,
maybe one of our European listeners could tell us what's going on. Why would they change it for that reason to Tutti Frutti?
Maybe they thought she didn't smell it. Maybe she smelled all fruity and not bubblegummy.
Tutti Frutti a brand of bubblegum?
No, it's Trudy Frutti.
Yes, it's Trudy Frutti. Yeah, not Tutti Frutti.
But maybe, I don't know. Yes.
Yeah. No, not Tutti Frutti, but Trudy Frutti. Now I can't even say it right. Trudy Frutti. Mean,
it's a Little Richard song.
Bubblegum Becky is her real name. So she's got this like a round cake for a hat. This is like one of those round ones. Looks like it would be a fondue around it, laying on top of it. But it's got polka dots on it too, with probably a little cherry or something on top is what it looks like. Got a little red thing on top. Looks like a cherry. What are you thinking, Andrew? So,
Tutti Frutti in the United States. I know that's her name.
Oh, okay.
Tutti Frutti, which is what it's based off of, right? So it has various chopped and usually candied fruits inside of it, right? So it's typically some kind of ice cream. In the United States, Tutti Frutti can also refer to fruits soaked in brandy or other spirits or even fruit fermented in liquid containing sugar or yeast. So I was just wondering, did Mattel name her Trudy Frutti and then realize, oh, we shouldn't do that in America. We can still do that in Europe and then change her name for America.
Could be. I don't know.
Because, I mean, you start to get into the alcohol stuff for kids. It's just not the best.
So is that what kind of fruit you want to make your fruitcake out of?
I don't know. Ask Dad.
Would that make fruitcake better?
I don't know.
Never
you give really me some Tutti Frutti fruitcake. Maybe I'll eat it.
Maybe it'd be better.
A little brandy? All right, Dad. You have to let us know. How would Tutti Frutti fruitcake be? You took a little fruitcake, add some brandy in. You know, I don't know.
Maybe that'll make it better. All right. So the next one is called, her name is Greta Grape. And she's a grape cake. So.
Which is disgusting.
Yeah. I don't know. It reminds me of Grape Ape. Okay. So.
Greta Grape.
She has, to me, it looked like a little birthday cake hat. But it's got these little purple things on top. I guess it looks, I don't know. I guess they're grapes on top of the cake. I don't know. It's what it looks like. It's white, with a yellow brim. It's white and it's got grape purple things on top. So yeah, that's all I can describe it.
Grape cake.
Yeah. And then she's the other little black doll in this set as well. So she's got purple cupcakes with a yellow pan and a yellow comb on that. So Bubblegum Becky had red cupcakes with a lavender pan and comb, lavender colored. So that's what I didn't say that, but that's what she had. Okay, so now we're going to Lily Vanilli. Not Millie Vanilli, but Lily Vanilli.
I was thinking the same thing.
They got some names on these dolls that remind you of other things. So Lily Vanilli. So she's vanilla, I guess. She's got another round. Her cake is round, just like Bubblegum Becky's, but hers has flowers around it, and I guess she's got another bow on top of that hat. They kind of look like old army hats from the World War I or something.
Yeah.
That's what they look like, these round ones. They don't really look like cakes. They look like army hats. This one looks like army hat with flowers on it. Army helmets. Yeah.
This was 89.
Yeah, these came out in 89. Yeah, the cupcake ones, yeah.
I mean, I should know. Look at that dress. You can tell that that print came directly out of the 80s and yes. should have stayed there. Maybe these hats are kind of referring to something that was going on either in Europe or 60s, 70s, 50s, something. I don't know. I see it kind of as a hat, but it also looks like a cake. I don't know. But it's like a cake pan to me. It's interesting.
Yeah, I don't know. We can wear it as a bracelet too. So yeah, the kids can. All right. So she's got
a bracelet. What's wrong with Mattel?
So she's got yellow cupcakes and a light green pan, kind of seafoam green color, and the comb's the same color. And like I said, these have all got the little scratch and sniff cards that you can scratch and you can smell. Millie or Lily Vanilli. Okay. So there's one more doll real quick for series two. Her name is Penny Peppermint. So, and she looks like, this,
Baby Striper.
Yeah. No, there was a movie from the 50s or 60s that had a guy that had a, and it was the old guy from the Goldbergs. I think it was him that played this character. And he had a striped, red and white striped suit on. So that's what it reminds me of. I think it was either that or if it was I'll think of the guy's name here in a minute. I'll think of it here in a minute. Anyway, so let's talk about Penny Peppermint. She had a red, white striped bundt cake is what it looked like because it's got a hole in the middle. Or hair can come through the top of it. And she had red and stripe sleeves on her dress with polka dots on her apron. And she's got white cupcakes with a pink pan. And she had a pink comb and a peppermint smelling scratch and sniff card. So
peppermint bundt cake. Not really sure about that.
No.
I guess someone needs to make one and we need to try one.
Nope.
Yeah, it doesn't sound good to me. No, not a bundt cake. Now
I would, John. I would have a grape cake before I had a peppermint cake, and I don't even want a grape cake.
Yeah.
I mean, I will give them credit that they went with purple grapes and not green grapes. Because could you imagine a green grape cake? No.
It reminds me kind of something that Dick Van Dyke wore in Mary Poppins or something. That's what it looks like.
There you go. Yeah. There you go. Mary Poppins.
Okay. All right. So that's series two. Series three, they had five dolls, and these were ice cream themed. So they went from muffins to cakes to ice cream. So they're just partying all around on these things. The only returning doll was Cherry Mary Muffin, and she actually had two variations of her. And the others, there was other three dolls that come up for the $5 total. There's three dolls were new to the line. Each doll had a sparkly pastel colored hair. So I guess to make it look icy or something, they put sparkly stuff in their hair, kind of like tinsel. And then they had this bodysuit that either had a skirt or some kind of balloon pants, I guess like Genie, like you're looking. Like I Dream a Genie type suit is what it looks like. And their eyes were different from series one and two. They were more brighter with little sparkle painted in there. And they did have, let me go back here real quick. And they all did have that. The series three all had not all of them. I'm sorry. So three of them had the toothy smile face to them. So let's see. So they had the accessories that came with these dolls were a flavored friend. So they had a friend with these guys again. It was shaped like an ice cream glass. So you had two different ones. You had one that came with Cherry Mary Muffin. It was kind of a shorter, squattier glass, and it was wider. And then the other three came with a taller, skinnier glass. Now these were actually, you can actually use these, put ice cream in it and eat out of it. That's what these were made for. So as an accessory, so you can actually eat real ice cream out of these cups, these glasses. But the glasses had little faces on them, like everything else has a little face, little arms that stick out, and they've got feet as well on them. So they also came with a comb, like the rest of us, so you can comb the hair. It came with a small bag of sprinkles, real sprinkles you can put on your ice cream. So I think this Series 3 was the best one, because you also get a Baskin-Robbins taster spoon. Everybody remembers the little pink spoons that you get the little samples with? Yeah. I had plenty of those growing up. Let's see. And then there was a coupon that came in as redeemable for a free child-sized Baskin-Robbins ice cream cone with any purchase of a regular cone. Another bad thing, the coupon expired in March 31st of 1992. So they won't accept it anymore. So if you went and bought one, you couldn't use it. So
should try.
I bet somebody would. Hey, I bet somebody would be like, oh my gosh. Yeah.
Yeah.
Just if someone tried, they should give it to them just because.
Yeah. Yeah. If you've got one, please let me know. I'll use it. I'll try it. Even if they charge me double, I don't care. I'll try it.
But yeah, I think Series 3 is the best out of this because it has that Baskin Robbins tie-in. So, and I love Baskin Robbins growing up. So it kind of helped Mom. That's where Mom worked.
As we grew I was going to say. Mom worked. So, you probably remember that's more where of that Mom worked. We do.
I do. Yeah. I do. Yep. We always, yeah. So I remember going across the street, eating at McDonald's for lunch, getting some ice cream, and then going to school. For a couple hours.
Baskin Robbins doesn't exist anymore, does it?
Yeah, they're still out there.
Hmm? No. Yep. That one specifically. Isn't it
that was gone.
Title
alone? No, it's not there anymore. No, it's not there anymore. It's something else. Yeah. But the McDonald's across the street's still there.
It's still there.
Yeah.
So is the funeral home.
Yeah. So okay, so so let's talk about Cherry Mary Muffin. So she's the one that's carried across all three series.
That's good since it's named after her.
Yeah, so they had a white version of Cherry Mary Muffin, and then they had a black version of Cherry Mary Muffin. So it was the same doll, just different color skin. That's what it is. So, and like I said, they all come with the little cups, little ice cream cups that you can eat real ice cream out of. And a comb, and then a little pink spoon came with all these. The next one, you had cookies and cream. And that was her name, Cookies and Cream. So she had kind of a brownish hair with some white tinsel stuff in it. And this one here, even in the package that we're looking at on the screen, that's kind of wild. Her hair's wild. It's just crazy.
It's a little crazy there.
Yeah. So, okay, so the next one you have is, her name is Grape Ice, and she's got purple hair, or kind of a lavender color hair and a purple dress, purple shoes painted on her. Yeah, she got a lot of purple going on.
I mean, again, props to Mattel for going with purple grapes and not green grapes here. Just want to throw that out there, make sure, you know.
Well, they had green apples, so they had used the purple grapes. So
yeah.
Okay, so the next one you have is Peach Perfection. And she's kind of peachy color hair.
A lot of peach going on.
A lot of peach color.
Yeah. And then so hey, that's
Michael.
Yes.
John, actually, not Michael, John. Do you know where peaches come from, John?
Come from the country.
Sorry, Rainey.
She'll get a kick out of that. Good. Eat a million peaches. Okay. all right. So We're going to go to, so that's all of Series 3. You had two versions of Cherry Mary Muffin. You had Cookies and Cream, Grape Ice, and Peach Perfection.
And so these are that's all the dolls, right?
That's all the dolls.
All of it. Yes. It's all three series of dolls. So let's talk about these play sets. Well, so let's talk about the play sets.
Yeah, we'll do the play sets next. You had, so there was play sets for Series 1 and Series 2. Series 3 was supposed to have a play set, but it was never produced. It was a little too late. The line was gone by the time they, but they already had, pictures, promotion pictures and stuff up in the catalogs and stuff, but they never produced it. But Series 1, so there was four different play sets in Series 1. There was three play sets in Series 2. So Series 1, real quick, you had Mix and Wash play set. These actually had a lot of pieces to them, because you're looking at kitchen type pieces. So the Mix and Wash had 23 pieces in the set. The big piece, the main piece of it, was like a sink that you can use to pretend like you're washing all your little utensils and stuff. But the top of the sink pops off, and it turns into like a real mixing bowl, so you can actually mix stuff in it. Use it for real life. The next one was a Pour and Chill. It was a milk carton shaped piece that turned into that the front of it opened up and it looked like a refrigerator. It had a removable shelf in there. But it also came with like a big cup that the kid can drink out of, and a small cup for your doll to drink out of. There was a little ice cream carton and a small milk carton and a thing of eggs, a little butter dish with butter on it, and a slice of what I thought it looked like cheesecake. It's all one piece color molded. And then there was a thing that looked like a push pop. You remember the little, like little orange push pops type things. So all that kind of stuff, pretty much almost all of it would fit in that refrigerator, milk carton shaped refrigerator. So you can kind of pretend that you're drinking stuff with your doll and keep it in the refrigerator, stuff like that. So the next playset there was is called Snack and Serve. So this was it was a muffin mix box, and it actually folded out and turned, because the sides would fold out and the legs would come down, and it turned into like a tea party table. It came with a teapot. It came with some little cups and saucers. There was two little muffins that your little dolls can pretend to eat, and some spoons that came with it. So, the next one was Time and Bake playset. It looked like a block, kind of like a timer. You could turn the face of it. It had a little face on it, a little smiley face, and all, like I said, all these. The Pour and Chill, the milk carton, it had a face on the front of it. The Mix and Wash with the sink that we're looking at looked like had a little face on the front. They all look like little friendly little things with faces and feet and arms. But anyway, it had, this was a little pretend timer. You could turn the front of it, looked like a little timer, but it really didn't tick down to. It didn't work. You just turn it. It also turns into an oven, so you can open up the front of it, and yeah, now we got a picture of it there. You can open up the front of it, or it plops down like an oven. You can put your little baking stuff that you had comes with it into it, like you're baking a real cake or something. And then the top folds up, and it's got an oven or a little place where you can put your. It's got a little pot that you can put on the stove, like at the top of the stove, on the burner. But it comes with, it's got 10 different pieces with this set. It comes with a little thing of cookies, or look like cookies. You got a little cake, you got a little spatula, a little spoon, a little pot, and a little cake pan is what you get. And there's a few other smaller pieces in it. Now, all these little pieces that come with all these play sets, you can find them in various colors. They weren't always the same color from set to set. Sometimes if it's blue in one set, a cake, blue cake pan, If you look in, if you buy a second one, the cake pan can be a different color. It could be yellow or something. So they did, they didn't stick with the same color that they were molded in for those. So that's all series one. The sink playset, the milk carton turns into a refrigerator playset, the muffin mix box that turns into a tea party table, and then the time and bake set with the timer, it turns into an oven that you use as an oven. So
I was just looking at the that refrigerator that turned the milk carton that turns into the fridge. That's pretty genius. I like that. It's kind of interesting.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. So yeah.
I like the little hands off the side. I wish my fridge had hands off the side like that.
Yeah, I mean, it looks, it's a little friendly thing. It's got a little smiley face, got little hands sticking out and little feet.
I mean,
it looks like he's sitting because his feet are on the side of the carton, so it looks like he's sitting down.
Is this the little girl from 1988 equivalent to Han Solo being in Carbonite, like on the fridge thing? Have you seen those? People putting like decals that makes it look like Han Solo.
Oh, make it look like Han on the front of your refrigerator. No. Yeah.
Is this the little girl 1988 version of that?
Yeah, I guess it could be.
Okay.
Yeah. All right. So series two playsets, real quick. You got the Cherry Surprise Bake Shop. This thing actually has 21 different pieces. There is like it looks like a 3-layer cake. Set does, and when it's all compacted, it looks like a 3-layer cake. But you can put there's little stands that you put on it, and it separates the pieces, and it becomes turns into like different shelves that hold the other goodies that come with it. So, it looks like a cake, then it turns into like a store because you got all these shelves that your goodies are on, and it comes with a cash register. It comes with a shopping buggy, a shopping cart. It comes with like a box of donuts, a box of cookies. It's got two little pies that come with it. It's got like a cake. And looks like, I think it's a little small paper money that come with this too. So it's like you're going shopping and everything's up on the shelves and you pull it off. And then once the shelves are empty, you compact it down, and it looks like a 3-tier cake. So, yeah, a big 3-tier cake with a smiley face and little feet under it and arms sticking out the sides.
So, this actually has tiers on it. So, yeah.
Yeah. Yep. So, so that's your Cherry Surprise Bake Shop. And John's showing pictures of it there, so.
Yeah, lots of stuff here. Like, this is very much like a wedding cake style as to what I remember mom making wedding cakes back in the 80s.
Especially with all this stuff in here with the levels and stuff. I remember mom making those, and you had to set the cakes on, and she had to put the stuff,
The
legs. Well, when you compact it down, the little stands there in the middle, they go on top, and they look like candles. So it's like a birthday cake.
The face looks like it's ready to eat itself, which then makes this a cannibal cake.
It's got a big smile with the tongue sticking out like he's licking his lips. Like,
So, in one of these pictures right here, the tongue is on one side, and then the one up top, the tongue's on the other side.
it's probably just reverse or something.
Yeah, reverse negative picture. Yeah, that's all it is. So,
that's cool cake.
So the next one you have is Pastry Cafe. So Pastry Cafe is a magical pie that turns into a cafe table. So
magical pie.
So what it is that, you know, again, it's got a little smiley face on it with the arms that stick out and the legs underneath it. Well, the top of the pie raises up and
it becomes the umbrella.
Yeah, the spoon that comes with the set can go in the middle between the pie and the top of the pie, and it makes it look like it's a little umbrella over a table. That's what it looks like. So, let's see. It comes with 21 pieces with this set. So you got placemats, you got cups, you got a slice of pie, you got a spoon, you got a serving tray, You got some plates, you got some muffins, and then the cups that the muffins sit in, once you pull them out, you can turn the cups upside down, and they make chairs for your doll to sit on while you're sitting at the little pastry cafe table.
So you only get one slice of pie, so they did not plan on the dolls sharing the pie.
Yeah. Nope. No sharing.
You got four muffins there, and you got one piece of pie. Yeah. So. But you got four muffins and two muffin pans that turn into chairs. So, yeah, I don't know. It doesn't work out very well. This also was sold. This little set here was also sold as a gift set with a Cherry Mary Muffin doll that came with it. So you get a deluxe set with the doll. These sets don't come with dolls unless you get these deluxe sets. All right, so the next one we have is a wedding cake and party. The cake turns into measuring cups. So you have these little cake pieces that are stacked on top of each other. Well, if you turn them upside down, they're hollow inside, and they use them as like real measuring cups. So the kid can actually – what's cool about these sets is there's stuff within them that you can actually use to do real stuff with. So it kind of promotes baking, I guess, for the kids. Gets them interested in that. So these – you turn them over, turn into measuring cups, and then you can flip the cups back over. And they use the top two can be used as chairs while you use the bottom piece of the cake as a table. So.
Interesting.
Yes. So you're actually sitting on the table. You're
sitting
has
on
a little,
cake.
If you look at it though, the bottom piece is the table. Well, it's got feet that stick out because they all have feet. The one chair has little arms that stick out of it. And then the other chair that you're sitting on has a little smiley face on it.
So, last time I tried to sit on cake, I got in trouble.
Yes, don't sit on cake. It's mushy. Mushy. Other things come with this set. There's it comes with some plates and some play cake pieces. So your doll looks like your doll is actually eating cake. It comes with these. They look like sporks is what it looks like to me. That's what I call
it. It's a spork.
Yeah, they're sporks. And then they have decoration to decorate your wedding cake. So when you're stacked it up for a wedding cake, you can put a little piece on top that looks like two little birds kissing or whatever. And then you have another piece that you can put up there that looks like a little bride that can sit on top. You get different things you can kind of decorate. There's one with a rose that you can put on top to decorate it as a wedding cake as well.
Looks like little bells.
Yeah, it's got little bells and stuff. It's got, like I said, yeah, you can tell this picture and the other picture have two different colors, but it's, like I said, they all, it just depends on whatever color they wanted to use that day that they made this stuff. So I guess they didn't use the same colors forever, every time. This set was also sold as a gift set, just like the last one. And it came with Cherry Mary Muffin wearing the wedding dress outfit, which we'll get to here in a minute. So
I'm glad Cherry Mary Muffin got married.
Yeah, but there was no boy dolls in here, so there was nobody to marry to.
That's fine. She's marrying a doll from a different toy line. It's fine.
G.I. Joe.
Oh, there she's marrying G.I. Joe. All right.
That's an interesting one because Cherry Mary Muffin's much taller than G.I. Joe.
She's twice as tall as G.I. Joe.
Short King.
All right, so that was the ones for Series 2. Like I said, Series 3 had that unproduced play set. It was actually a blender, and it was called a Milkshake Magic Blender was the name of the play set. And it actually worked. It actually, you can blend malts and shakes and ice cream drinks in it. It had a little straw holder. And it actually, it had a doll-sized table. It came with glasses, or the glasses that came with it. You can actually flip them over, and they turn into chairs for your dolls to sit on.
They're
heart-shaped
boxes.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, they are heart-shaped. But you can actually drink out of it. So you can use this it's a battery operated blender, pretty much what it was. So you can make your own drinks and drink out of it with the glasses. And you turn the glass upside down and put your doll on it, sitting on it while it's sitting at this little straw, the straw holder, like I said, you flip it over and it turns into the table that you can sit at with these. You flip everything over, they turn into something different, I guess. It was supposed to include a Baskin-Robbins hot fudge topping and a recipe card so you can make your own mixes and stuff with it. It had two cupcakes that your dolls can pretend to eat and some placemats. There was also a coupon for $1 off a quart of hand-picked Baskin-Robbins ice cream.
Okay.
So...
back in 88, that, you know,
it's not a bad coupon. I don't know about hand-picked ice cream. I've never hand-picked my ice cream. Does it grow on the vine out there? You go hand-pick
ask mom what hand-picked ice cream is from Baskin-Robbins.
Maybe she'll ask her that. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. All right. So that's the play sets. Real quick, we're going to do the fashion sets real quick. There was four of those. You had a kitchen fun, which was a dress with an apron and a hat that you can dress your doll up in. There was a splashing fun sunsuit, which was beachwear for your doll to dress up in. You had the Merry Wedding Dress, which we talked about, that Cherry Merry Muffin came with the cake with, and the big set there. And then there was Sweet Slumber Nighty, which was a sleepwear for your doll to dress up in. The Kitchen Fun and the Sweet Slumber sets were also sold with third series doll under the name Kitchen Fun Doll. So you can actually get your ice cream dolls with these two already in these suits, so in these outfits. There was also a thing called Sunday Sleeper, which was a kind of like a slumber bag, sleeping bag that had two sleeping bags that were, and you folded them together. It looked like a quilted ice cream cone, but you can fit a doll on both sides if you fold it around. So it holds two dolls, and it included real ice cream toppings and a nightgown outfit as well with it. So, again, it comes with the real toppings you can use on real ice cream from Baskin-Robbins. So that's it for all the big dolls. Now we're going to talk about the miniatures real quick. The miniatures, there was 18 different miniatures. They were 2.5 inches sculpted figures. So they were like we talked about Smurfs and all them that are just stationary. They have no articulation or nothing. They were just figures that were molded. They came, each of them came with one of five different houses. So there was six of these released in 1988. They matched the Series 1 dolls with the bows on their hair. Then there was 12 from 1989. These actually came with they were sculpted with the little cake hats on their hat on their heads. So the five different houses that came with these, you had an ice cream soda. That's what it looked like. It looked like a little ice cream soda, and the front of it opened up. The door had a little house door on the front of all these. So you had that. You had a layer cake with the door on it. Milk carton house. Cupcake cottage house. And ice cream cone house, it would open up and your figure can actually fit inside these things. These were also scented as well, so they smelt like your whatever scent that they were supposed to be. These figures were a very glossy finish, and they were very detailed, so they had a lot of detail in them. So the first one for 1988, for the first series, you had Cherry Merry Muffin. You had a figure that was holding Cherry Sweet, the little friend that came with them. She came with the Cupcake Cottage House. And then there was another one, a Cherry Merry Muffin holding a muffin pan. And that one came in an ice cream soda house. Then you have Apple Amy. She was holding Apple Buddy, her little friend. And she came in a Cupcake Cottage House. Banancy was holding, her figure is holding Bitty Banana. And she came in a Cupcake Cottage House as well. Let's see. So Betty Berry, She was holding a little dip, and she came in an ice cream soda house. Chocolati was holding chocolate dip, and she came in an ice cream soda house as well. Now, the next ones are all from 1989, and they're the ones that had the hats. So you had Cherry Mary Muffin. Her little figure was pushing a tea cart full of pink cupcakes, and that one came in an ice cream cone house. And then there was one with her standing with a yellow dog. She came in a layer cake house. All these have two versions of each figure is what this is. So Bubblegum Becky had one holding a basket of apples, and that one came in a layer cake house. She was holding a yellow kitten and came in the ice cream cone house. Chocolati came with, she was holding a basket with a bunny rabbit in it. She came in a milk carton house. And then her second one was wearing pink roller skates, and she came in a layer cake house. Greta Grape had a figure was standing with a kitten beside her, the ice cream cone house. And then there was one with her pushing a buggy, and she came with in a milk carton house. Lily Vanilli had her figure was holding a rose. She was wearing ballet slippers. So she had a rose and ballet slippers. She came in a milk carton house. Her second one was standing with a lamb, and that one came with a ice cream cone house. And then you had Penny Peppermint. Her figures, the first one was holding a cup and saucer and a teapot. She came in a layer cake house. And then the second one was holding a yellow lollipop, and she came in a milk carton house. So that's those. There was also a six pack of these figures. The six pack came with one that came from the series one, the 1988 line with the bow and the hair. And then the other five all were from 89 line with the cakes. So you got a Betty Berry, which was from series one with the bow. And then you had a Cherry Mary Muffin, Bubblegum Becky, Chocolati, Lily Vanilli, and Penny Peppermint all came in this six pack. And they were just various. That was the figures, but it was the different. It came with different figures. It wasn't the same. It could be one or the other of the two figures of each one, if that makes sense. I don't know if that makes sense. Okay. All right. So the miniatures had two play sets. You had a Cherry Go Round carousel. This actually wound up and spun. They had little cupcake tins that the dolls would sit in while it spun. Like it was like a merry-go-round with little chairs that you would sit in. And there was a cupcake cafe playset. The back folds down to reveal inside of a cafe. It includes some play sodas, snacks, and jukebox. The door actually springs open. I think it's got a little floor mat or a little doormat up front. And when you push the doormat or put your finger on it, the door would open. There was a tray that would flip, and when it flipped, the food would show up. It had food on the other side. When it flipped, you'd see the food. The jukebox record actually spun, and then there was 13 miscellaneous pieces with this, with cups and plates and stuff like that, little chairs and little tables. So, and that's it. That's the line. So
interesting. A lot of actual stuff there.
I was
expecting it to be that much, to be honest.
There was more than I thought when I started digging into this.
So this is the seventh line that we've talked about in our fifth series of rankings. So let's rank these, gentlemen. Michael?
These guys, they're interesting. I'm going to put them between Captain Power and Ring Raiders there.
So number six, you're going to knock down the Ring Raiders?
Yeah, it'll be number six, yes.
John?
Yeah, I'm going to the same spot. I like these. I think they're cool that they have the little deals that with the baking stuff and, you know, kind of more interaction with teaching for the
kids. Yeah, it gets you. I think it kind of gets you interested in baking. Yeah.
Yeah. So I did like those. So definitely going to push down Ring Raiders.
And a Baskin Robbins tie-in is good for me too.
That was really good.
I like that. I actually think they did a good job. Besides the Banana-y or whatever her name was,
Banancy.
Yeah, I actually went with the same spot. I'd already ranked mine before in the back end of the system, putting it under Big Jim right above Ring Raiders. So this is going to sit number six for all of us. Ring Raiders just was not our thing, apparently. Besides Banancy, the rest of it I think is cool. Like even the play sets that, you know, you've got a cup and you turn it over. Like they're trying to do two things out of one thing, you know, and make it easier so you can play with this, but you could actually also use it. So kind of like it. It's kind of a good thing. So and
just thinking about the straw holder though, to flip it over and use it, you have to dump all the straws out.
Yeah.
The fact that they're basically trying to copy a little bit of Strawberry Shortcake, I mean, it makes sense. You know, Strawberry Shortcake was doing good at the time. You know, you want to come off of that. You got to scratch and sniff stuff. I think this line works.
Yeah.
You know, it was probably pretty big for 3 years.
They went a little further than Strawberry Shortcake because of the interaction with the pieces that you can actually utilize, like the mixing bowl and the cups and the... And all that kind of stuff like that were not, they weren't just smelly dolls. So,
right. Yeah. It's just, yeah, there's a lot that's going on here. And I think they actually did a really good job. Like I said, this probably ran pretty big for 3 years and then just kind of ran itself out out of what's going on. So, you know, yeah, I think these are actually pretty nice. And, you know, had we been girls, maybe we'd play with them a lot of time. Start asking people if they remember the Cherry Mary Muffin Dolls.
Yeah, something about your age, not mine. Mine wouldn't remember.
This did remind me that there is a toy that we do. I looked at our list and it was not on there. And everybody will be ashamed that it was not on our list. Care to take a stab at what it might be?
Nah.
Strawberry Shortcake.
No, we already talked about Strawberry Shortcake.
No, we talked about Strawberry Shortcake. That's right.
Yeah.
A couple years ago, but we talked about it.
It was right around... Really? It was when you were talking about the blender, Michael.
Yeah, I'm still drawing a blank. I can't think of anything.
We have not talked about, and it was not on our list to talk about the Easy Bake Oven.
Oh,
what's wrong with
Well, the reason why it's not is because it's not a line. It's just an oven.
An oven.
I know, but it's definitely it might not be a line.
We're gonna have That's gonna have to tie into like we did the buddy dolls type thing.
I don't know. I think we have to talk about that because I think it could be a whole episode to learn about that thing. And then maybe I'll get one and we'll see if I can figure out how to use it. So, all right.
Tell you what, buy an original one boxed and then we'll try out the recipe.
Come on. I live in Denver. There's no way I can afford that. Anything you guys want to add about Cherry Mary Muffin Dolls?
Nope.
I would say may actually beat out a Strawberry Shortcake for me. If they were together. Okay. Unless somebody was like, you get Strawberry Shortcake or Banancy. And then I'd be like, all right, Strawberry Shortcake.
I like strawberries. I'm not a big cherry fan, so unless it's cherry Dr. Pepper, but
I'm just not a big fan of this Banancy thing.
I'm not sure about the grape cake.
I'm not sure about the name Banancy either. Like it's just a weird name.
I like Lily Vanilli.
The other names seem to work.
Lily Vanilli.
Banancy was just a little odd. So
where she sings and dances too, or it's just dances and lip syncs.
Yes. If you guys don't have anything else to add, no, nothing.
No. Baskin Robbins was the best.
They still are.
They still are.
Well, I don't know. I kind of like Marble Slab, but there's not a lot of them around.
There's not. Yeah.
Thank you for listening to episode 139, where we talked about the Cherry Mary Muffin Dolls from Mattel, 1988 to 1990. Good dolls. I think it was really interesting. If you got this far in our episode, drop us a tweet. And I'm sure there's a muffin emoji that you can send to us. And if you do that, John will send you a sticker, because I'm sure John still has some stickers or something. I don't know. We got all kinds of stuff. Be sure you check out our website, be sure to check out our website, toyrewindpodcast.com, and all of our social medias. You can find us at Toy Rewind Pod. If it looks like there's three dorky brothers running the social media, then it was probably us. If it looks professional, it's probably not us. I think that's about it. Anything else?
Nothing? Nope. Nothing I think that of? Wraps up 139.
That wraps it up. Thanks for listening. And on behalf of the Brothers Newland here at the Toy Rewind Podcast, play on.
You've been listening to the Toy Rewind Podcast. Follow and join in the conversations at toyrewindpodcast.com.
This has been a Cross the Streams Media Podcast.